Good afternoon. Thought it was morning and missed it 11 minutes. Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, 10th of September. I do love it. It's one of my favourite times when I post the anti-post bets because everybody always has a view on them. So I get loads of different messages. Have you lost your mind? This, that and the other. We'll see come the end of the season. Anybody can go with obvious. We'll see come the end of the season what's there. I'm going to do some NFL bets today. A few people have asked for any competitions. I haven't run any competitions purely because of time. Obviously with COVID we had a condensed end to the football season, mad rush, and we're going to have a pretty full-on football volume wise going forward. If I can get hold of Chrissy's spreadsheets at some time and get competitions set up that require little work, and of course I can then obviously do the the results and things and give the prizes out the same, then that would be fine. But I just have not got time to set things up like an NFL comp and that this season and manage it myself. I'm running a pretty much one-man band here at the minute, and I just have not got the chance or time to do it. We do have a Fantasy Premier League set up. I did mention it the other day. It is at https://fantasy.premierleague.com. You need to register there and to join our league. And our league code is FTZDX2. FTZDX2. That is FTZDX2. That is the FTS league. Nitesh set that up for us. I haven't even looked. I've no idea. I've just not had time. I certainly won't get time today to look at that. But if that's your thing, then fantasy.premierleague.com and enter that code, FTZDX2. Not long now, is it? Not long now the old Premier League kicks off. See, Arsenal are going to pay Aubameyang over $350,000 a week. The game is absolutely gone. 31 coming up, 32, isn't he? And it's just that I want to be the highest paid player. Ozil gets $350,000, you've got to pay me more. It's just ridiculous. It is absolutely, a good player, scores goals, but it is just, the game is absolutely mental. I think Arsenal, you know, they were revered for years for making good business decisions. I think they've made some absolute shockers over the last 10-15 years. I think they've made some absolute disastrous decisions. Players going for nothing and overpaying players and buying some absolute garbage on the way. Just madness. But yeah, the old Everton fans, Sam Cassidy. I don't know how many Everton fans we got. They tend to stay in hiding, don't they? Another false dawn this year. I mean, there's a talk about clubs who've made bad decisions. How much have Everton paid over the last 4 or 5 years? About $42 billion, isn't it? They've been just buying and buying and buying and buying. $50 million for players like Sigurdsson. And they'll be there. You've just got time now, Sam. I don't know. We have got another one. I think they do come in hiding. I think there was, when we did one of the seminars before the things like Zoom, we had two in the room at the same time. I think they were even on the same table. Turned up in their shirts. But they can get your sofa in place now. Sam, get your sofa in place. Get the duvet behind it. Ready the hide behind it. Sunday afternoon when you get an absolute Jose masterclass and get a slapping. And honestly, Everton. I don't dislike Everton, but just a false dawn. The old Howard Kendall days are a long way away, aren't they? Right, I've got a bit of football. Gothenburg tonight, if it's 0-0 25 minutes, Gothenburg versus Hammarby. 0-0 25 minutes, late first half goal. And if 0-0 at half time, I would then go into the 1.5 market. Perhaps wait till it gets to 2.0. I doubt it will be at half time. And drip back over 1.5 goals and trade on a goal. But a late first half goal, you may want to wait to 30-35 minutes. I think it'll be short. I haven't I ran it this morning, but I haven't checked the price since. So yes, Gothenburg versus Hammarby this evening. But the NFL does get underway. Obviously, the heartbreak last year of 49ers not winning the Super Bowl when they looked to have it sorted and completely and utterly gassed it as the Kansas City quarterback Mahomes got himself going, and we were like rabbits in headlights. Kansas obviously have done a massive deal with Mahomes to keep him there, and they are vying for favouritism with Baltimore. 49ers just in behind, but I like a couple bigger prices again that may well trade. I think New Orleans Saints will have a decent season. New Orleans Saints and Seattle Seahawks. I think Seattle Seahawks, or it will be them or San Francisco that win the division. Be close, probably be decided on the games between the two. But New Orleans Saints are available at 12 to 1 in place is William Hill, and Seattle are available at hang on, let me just change. I've got it on decimal on, so let's just change it to fractional, be a bit easier to spot. And Seattle are, yeah, with any decent bookie, 20 to 1, 20 to 1 with Hills. You know, you've got some Mickey Mouse bookies there, but you can get 20 to 1 with Hills, 20 to 1 on Seattle, and 12 to 1 on New Orleans. I've then got some individual winning markets. Let me just get those up as we go through them. Patriots this year. Funny, because I think they've given players the opportunity to sit out, haven't they? And I think the Patriots have had quite a few players sitting out the season because of COVID and protecting their family, etc. I do think Kansas City Chiefs at 3-1 with Bet365 are a good bet to win the AFC. So I think they will end up toppling Baltimore. So Kansas City to win the AFC at threes I like. And then I've got some divisional bets. I'm just going to click through them because I can't. It's not that one. Click through them as I go. Not that one. Not that one. Yeah, I fancy, here we go, this is one. Again, these are season bets, so you may not want to tie your money up, just for interest. The Tennessee Titans are generally available at 6-4. They're 13-8 with Betfred, 7-4 with Sky Bet to win the AFC South. I like the Tennessee Titans to Indianapolis are favourites, but I think Indianapolis slightly new setup. I think Tennessee will have the say in that division. So Tennessee Titans best price 7-4 with Skybet to win the AFC South I like. And then we've got, I think that was, you know, not that one. And then we go into the NFC divisions, and Minnesota to win the NFC North. Detroit and Chicago, no chance. So it's a two-horse race, and I think Minnesota 17-10 in most places are the bet to beat the Green Bay Packers for the NFC North. I will, during the season, be doing match bets on the pod. I'll be doing, you know, handicap bets pretty much every week. But that is all my pre-season action that I'm getting involved in. So a couple of Super Bowl bets and a winner bets and a couple of the divisional bets, and Kansas to win their conference. I'll do them probably on a Sunday morning, but obviously when there's, I don't know exactly the program with games on sort of Thursday nights and Monday nights, then they will be on other days, but I'll try and put it in the pod title if there's a bet. But the first run I will have a look at will be Sunday. There is a game tonight kicking it all off, but I've got nothing in that, so I will do the NFL. But apologies, yeah, I just haven't got chance to run a time to run a competition. I'm bad enough as it is without sort of adding extra work to me at the minute. And that's it. We've got the PSG game tonight, so I'll process that when it finishes and update Ultimate in the morning. You know, it will be a slowish start to the season. And then over the next couple of weeks, I'm just sort of still dealing with setting people up. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to deal with the trading group next week. And then after that, I'll deal with some free trades and setting up this Telegram and talking more about the 100-day setup and getting that going. And racing, obviously, we're moving to jump season, which I far prefer. So I will be a bit more active now on the racing. I didn't enjoy the flat last year. I haven't really played much this year because COVID, you know, horses not running for 2-3 months, it just hasn't really appealed to me. But obviously we are going to get a full jump season. I see they called off the fans for the St. Ledger today. It just seems a mess, doesn't it? Just seems an absolute mess. The world is just in a mess. I could go on about it, but I'll only end up getting annoyed and becoming sweary man again. But you people who think Boris Johnson is something, you are getting exactly what you deserve. I'm afraid the guy is an absolute fucking lying imbecile. He really is. He's got to be up there with the most dishonest politician or people that have had public life. Just barefaced. It's just how they get away with it. I just find it staggering that the public are so stupid. And that is what they are, just absolutely fucking stupid that they get taken in by these idiots. But there we go. That's it. It is what it is. We are where we are. Right, have a lovely day. And those of you who didn't see the Ultimate Zoom, I am working on that now. It's taking forever to render, but I will get that rendered and uploaded to the website as soon as I can. Sometime I've got 4 computers going here today, and what that is just using up, been using one up for ages. Must be my George Clooney-esque looks it's processing. But I will, have a good Thursday, guys. So we're into it now. We'll be getting everything going over the next couple of weeks as the season begins. It's going to be a weird one again with no fans, but in Jose we trust as we just march to the league, starting off. Get that sofa out, Sammy boy, get yourself behind it. I'll tell you when you can peek out when the final whistle goes. It's like the old days when we were kids watching Doctor Who, innit? Watching Everton. All that money, all those new players, all that excitement, all wiped out in the first half hour when Harry nets a couple. Right, have a lovely, lovely little Thursday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.